The fantasy book, The Warlock of Firetop Mountain, celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. It became a playground craze in the 80s and was unusual because it allowed readers to choose how the story unfolded. A classic of the game book genre, it inspired many people who now work in the UK games industry. To mark the anniversary, co-author Ian Livingston is publishing a new book called Blood of the Zombies. Chris Vallance met up with Ian for a game book-style interactive interview in the mysterious caverns under Radio 4.
At last, your two-day hike is over. You unsheathe your sword, lay it on the ground, and sigh with relief as you lower yourself down onto the mossy rocks to sit for a moment's rest.
Well, that may get your nostalgia glands flowing. That was the start of 1980s publishing phenomenon, The Warlock of Firetop Mountain, by Steve Jackson and Ian Livingstone. And Ian is here sharing the mossy ground with me. Ian, The Warlock of Firetop Mountain, what is it? Why does it matter?
So the book is broken up into 400 numbered paragraphs. You make choices at the end of each paragraph, whether you turn left, turn right, fight the monster, run away, and so on. I mean, I used to remember people on the tubes with their five fingers in five separate parts of the book. And if they didn't like the outcome of a decision, they would hastily retreat back to the previous decision point. So there are hundreds of ways of going through these books, but only one way that will get you through alive.
Well, we may kill you, but what I'm going to try and do is introduce you to an interactive choose-your-own interview, if you like, where you may meet a few people with questions about this kind of interactive fiction. So pick up your sword and let's head into the mountain.
You descend into a dark passage. Slimy walls and pools of water are visible in the gloom. Eventually, you come to a large oak door. Written above it, "Ye Library of Sound Effects." The door opens into a room lined with books. At desks, two scholars sit, a learned scribe and an ancient bearded man.
Well, I think if you want to progress, you're going to need to speak to one of the scholars.
Well, I'm sure I should be able to learn something from a learned scribe. I mean, it does what it says on the can, I hope.
Hello, Ian. My name's Sue Thomas, and I'm a professor of new media at De Montfort University in Leicester. And I'm curious to know whether you think that game books actually started to change the way that children read.
Well, I certainly hope our books got people greatly engaged with reading. What we didn't realise when we wrote it is the effect we'd have on a whole generation of children who then wanted to start working in the games industry and interactive media. We had no idea of what was to come, and I think games have become socially, culturally and certainly economically a powerhouse for this country and many others around the world.
Well, I think our learned scholar is happy with your answer, so we can go on.
The scholar directs you to a twisty little passage. After some time, you come to a rickety bridge. It's guarded by a knight. He declares himself to be Nick Monfort of MIT. He challenges you to answer his question or face death.
Which path will the game book take in the 21st century? Do we turn to nostalgia and hipster parodies of early books? Or can we adventure into the contemporary world, the war on terror, upheaval in Europe? Can game books let us imagine different choices in life and work and how they might turn out?
What do you say to the knight on the bridge?
I'll fight him, of course. You know, I'm no wimp. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And I've always been a firm believer of games as a learning tool. And if you can do it through reading a game book, why not?
Do you think we'll ever see a literary game book?
I doubt it, because it's probably not seen as sort of academic enough. I remember being on Saturday Superstore many, many years ago when I think it was John Craven who asked me when I was going to write a proper book.
How many did they sell, by the way?
16 million copies.
That's pretty good going.
That's not bad for a book that's not proper.
Our very own warlock there, Chris Vallance, who I shall go along the rickety bridge and bring you to today's closing headlines. Labour has accused David